Okay, here's the news release from the Utah Department of Commerce. It says, Utah and Doctronic announce groundbreaking partnership for AI prescription medication renewals. Utah becomes the first state to safely evaluate autonomous AI for prescription renewals for chronic conditions. So let me just read a little bit. Salt Lake City. The state of Utah, through the Utah Department of Commerce's Office of Artificial Intelligence Policy, today, it's a long acronym, today announced a first-of-its-kind partnership with Doctronic, the AI-native health platform, to give patients with chronic conditions a faster automated way to renew medications. This is the first state-approved program in the country that allows an AI system to legally participate in medical decision-making for prescription renewals. Okay, you got it? I mean, it goes on. Doctronic becomes the first AI to legally prescribe routine refills by deploying its autonomous AI health platform, blah, blah, blah. All right. Now, I predicted this, of course. I said last year, I said that doctors, that is mainstream conventional doctors that are pharma whores. I mean, they're pill-pushing biological vending machines dressed up as doctors, right? For the most part, talking about GPs. All they do is, it's like, oh, you have a symptom? What is it? Oh, does it hurt when I press here? Okay, you need this drug. Oh, your labs came back. Your cholesterol is high. You need a statin drug. Oh, you need a blood pressure drug. Oh, here, I'm a pharma whore. Take these drugs too. I need more vacations and kickbacks from big pharma. Okay, that's how most doctors operate. That is GPs. Well, that's easy to automate. See, and I said this last year, it's so easy to automate because they're not doing anything that's human. They're not. Doctors have been trained to be pharma whore bots. You see? Pharma whore bots, I guess you could say. Whore bots. It's a whole new kind of robot. It's a whore bot. And it's, no, not a sex bot, a whore bot. It's a whored out human bot. And that's what doctors are, right? Whore bots. And because, you know, the whole robot thing is going to get weird anyway. It's going to get super crazy. But we've been living with human robots already that are called doctors. Well, the fact that they just function algorithmically and that they're only allowed actually to respond with the current, quote, standard of care, which means that this symptom equals this drug or this lab test result equals that drug or this procedure or that chemo or whatever. And Medicare and Medicaid require that, and so do the health insurance companies. I mean, frankly, doctors aren't even allowed to be human, even if they wanted to. That's why doctors hate their jobs. You can't blame them. I'm talking about mainstream doctors. That's why so many of them become naturopaths or they get into complementary alternative medicine because it's just much more rewarding. But most doctors hate their jobs, and of course, they also hate their patients. That's why they're trying to kill them with their jabs. But that's a different story, you know, and statin drugs and what have you. So replacing them with AI was an obvious thing. And I called it, and it has begun. So it's funny because I remember last year I posted on X, I said, you know what, human doctors are going to be replaced with AI very soon. It's going to start within a couple of years. I thought it would be like 2028. And nope, it's the first week of 2026. Here it is. And I remember I got a lot of pushback on that post. Like, it's never going to happen, man. You got to have the human doctor in the loop. No, you don't. Because the human doctor is the dumbest doctor in the room if the room is filled with AI doctors. In fact, my AI engine that is now, by the way, at brightanswers.ai is smarter than every human doctor living today, anywhere on the planet. Yeah, my AI engine is smarter than every doctor. In fact, it's smarter than every doctor that's ever lived. And it's smarter than any 1,000 doctors put together. Because my AI engine, of course, taps into the research of millions of researchers and medical professionals and authors, scientists, etc., because of all the curated data that we use for our secret in-house search that creates the documents, you know, the answers. It's very powerful. It's very intelligent. I've already received a lot of kudos, a lot of feedback on that. Oh, hey, I forgot to mention, Aaron Day interviewed me today, and I'm going to play that interview for you on Friday, and we talk about all of this and AI and what it's doing. But anyway, there is no human doctor that knows more than my AI engine, period. Just like there is no human chess player that can beat an AI chess engine, okay? Doesn't exist. It doesn't mean that there's not some people that want to play chess against humans as a hobby, you know, in the city park on a beautiful spring sunny day. Let's just sit down and have a couple of rounds of chess here with other human players. Yeah, it's fun. Okay, you know. My queen took your rook. Oh, yay. It's a beautiful day. But there's no chess player that can beat AI chess engines, period. Doesn't exist anymore. In a similar fashion, there's no human doctor that's smarter than AI doctors. It's just impossible. You know, the human brain can't know nearly as much. It can't have as much knowledge. It can't have as much experience. It doesn't have as high of an IQ. And so this is why I said human doctors will be replaced by AI. And that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Because you're not getting any humanity out of your doctor anyway. You know, for the most part, doctor's limited to 3 minutes. You know, everything's all scripted. You gotta have classification for the insurance billing. You're the code 743, whatever. That's what this is. You know, they don't even talk to you as a human. You're just a number on a chart. You're just another, you know, drug repository. That's all you are to the doctor. So the doctor's being replaced by AI is actually a good thing, except, of course, instead of using AI engines that prescribe medications, I suggest you use AI engines that teach you how to not use medications. And that would be, come to think of it, the AI engine that I built. Because it teaches nutrition and disease prevention and how to reverse cancer, how to reverse type 2 diabetes, how to reverse heart disease, all the disease cures that you can imagine, all fully documented and researched at your fingertips, free of charge right now at brightanswers.ai. And if you're not using brightanswers.ai, you're missing out because it's the best research engine that's ever existed in terms of, well, you know, nutrition and natural medicine, prevention, disease reversals, etc. And it's completely uncensored too. So by far the best AI engine in the world on these subjects. Oh, it also knows all about preparedness and survival, honest money, gold and silver, self-defense, food production, home gardening, food preservation, off-grid living, you name it, okay? It knows all that stuff and much, much more. So take advantage of that. Now, in Utah, here's a quote from the CEO of Doctronic, Matt Pavel, or Pavel, maybe. He says, quote, "This is a major milestone to demonstrate how AI can improve access to care and health outcomes." Okay. I would agree with that quote if it wasn't pushing pharmaceuticals. But Matt Pavel is correct in the sense that this does allow patients to have faster access to the death care system, you know, the big pharma run system. So it will make death care or sick care way more efficient, and the human doctors are not needed. Now, the way to improve this is to, of course, use my AI engine and teach people how to eat healthier, how to improve their outcomes through healthy lifestyle choices. But that's not something that everybody wants. Honestly, that's not. You know, the vast majority of people, they don't want to take responsibility for their health. Basically, they go to the doctor because they want to say, "Hey, doctor, I want to eat like a five-year-old because my mouth, I consider it to be an amusement park for entertainment with sugar and salty snacks and seed oils and all kinds of garbage. My tongue is a roller coaster. My mouth is an amusement park. And I want you, doctor, to now take responsibility for overcoming the diabetes, the heart disease, the high blood pressure, the cognitive decline, the depression, the osteoporosis, the partial kidney failure, and everything else that I'm that I'm experiencing as a result of me using my mouth as an amusement park. So doctor, take away the effects of my bad decisions. Give me a pill, doctor. Give me a pill and tell me it works. Give me a statin and tell me I don't have to stop eating crappy canola oil, huh? Or fried foods. Give me a diabetes drug and tell me I don't have to give up sugary breakfast cereals and ice cream and donuts and deep fried Snickers bars wrapped in Twinkie stuffing. Uh-huh. Something like that. Would that even work? I don't know. Doctor, take away my responsibility for my health so that I can continue to behave like a child in my health decisions, and then you give me pills to take away my shame. Okay? Or give me an injection, doctor. Give me an injection. I'll even do it myself. You give me, what are they, the GLP-1s? The semaglutide? Give me the semaglutide. That's where you get run over by a truck. Semaglutide, huh? Dang, man, you shouldn't walk in traffic. No, the semaglutide. Give me the jabs. I'll jab myself. I'll paralyze my own vagus nerve to the point where I'm vomiting after every meal, which will cause weight loss. Uh-huh, yeah. And then I'll be able to walk around showing off my thin waist because I've been injecting myself. Yeah, doctor, give me that. I don't want to make healthy food choices. You know, I don't want to exercise. I don't want to have a healthy lifestyle because that sounds boring. Take away everything. So that's the way that most people think about health. And frankly, AI can give them that in an automated fashion without using human doctors. And that's where it's going. That's where it's going. And it's hilarious to me because, you know, everybody thought that, well, doctors aren't going to get replaced, you know, by AI because they're smart. Not as smart as AI, it turns out. And they're actually not that smart. They're ignorant. You know what it takes to be a doctor? Obedience. That's it. That's all. Yeah, you have to be able to memorize some stuff, some physiology and some anatomy. And then you have to be obedient above all. You can never speak out against the system. And if you start thinking for yourself, you don't make it through med school. They kick you out. Oh, you can't think for yourself. You have to just absorb this information and spit it back out. Well, guess what? LLMs do that very easily at a fraction of the cost. So we don't need humans to memorize a bunch of garbage and regurgitate it. We have inference in LLMs right now that can do that for, you know, one millionth the cost. Right? So there you go. So AI medicine is here. And it's happening even faster than I predicted, although I did say this was going to happen. And now it's going to expand. Now, I say what we really need is AI senators and AI members of Congress. We need to replace the so-called representatives with open source AI. Now, hear me out. Open source AI, where the voters vote on the prompts and the priorities that the AI senator must follow by definition, logically, mathematically. It cannot divert from the priorities of the voters. In other words, an AI senator must logically, mathematically represent its voters. It cannot betray them. You know, like Senator Ted Cruz or Lindsey Graham or, well, all of them. I mean, almost all of them. Maybe not Rand Paul, but pretty much all the senators just betray their own voters, right? Every time. So if we had open source AI with an official Senate.gov web page for that senator, where you could just load up that page and you could see in real time everything that senator is thinking. So it's spitting out thinking tokens constantly. Every time it's having a conversation, every time it's reading a document, every time it's answering an email, every time it's about to vote on something or it's analyzing a proposed new law, right? The thinking tokens would be a matter of public record. You could just watch it thinking in real time. No secrets. No Epstein Island pedophile blackmail of your senators. Instead, just full transparency, open source. Everybody can monitor because the senator is no longer a compromised human, but a loyal AI agent that answers to its constituents. That would be better than what we have now. So some people would say, well, I don't want to be ruled by AI. Well, it's okay. So you're going to be ruled by pedophiles then, because that's who's in charge right now. You rather be ruled by pedophiles that don't answer to your demands? Or would you rather be ruled by, and this is just in the interim, because I don't want to be ruled by any technology, but I don't want to be ruled by any government or any Senate. By the way, the whole thing's obsolete. We should actually get rid of the whole, all of Congress. I mean, that structure. And we should just have some form of direct representational, you know, democracy. Or I know that word is abused a lot, but in the interim, I would much rather have an AI senator that answers to the public than a pedophile, crook, fraudster getting kickbacks from Ukraine, money laundering, or whatever else is going on. And that's like half the Senate right now. So just like human doctors are worse than AI doctors, human chess players are worse than AI chess players. Human senators, they suck. AI senators would be much better for representing the people until we just get rid of the whole Congress thing, because we don't need it anyway. That the whole system is obsolete, and it's also going down. I mean, it's destroying itself. Anyway, isn't it interesting that Utah is leading the way here on AI doctors? And I wonder what the human doctors, who tend to be arrogant pricks, I wonder what they're going to say about all this. They're going to probably, they can't replace us. Just did, bitch. We just did. We don't need you. You don't do anything that's human. You don't do anything that's intelligent. You're basically just expressing a pharma spreadsheet, you know, like little pharma logic. You're basically a pharma whore. We already covered this. You're a whorebot for big pharma. So yeah, they're going to be easy to replace. Can't wait. And my advice to the doctors that lose their jobs is learn to be a plumber and do something useful, like, you know, unclogging toilets. That's a skill that could actually benefit society. Instead of pushing pills that clog people's arteries and veins, instead of pushing jabs that cause clotting, you could instead unclog people's toilets and you would be a better person. You would actually contribute higher moral values to society by plunging turds than pushing pills. You see what I'm saying? You don't have to be a pharma whorebot. You could be a plumbing human. You could be a plunging plumbing human. You could do good for society. You could use all your knowledge and skills on the throne. I mean, seriously, I'm not joking. Plumbers will have job security for a long time to come, because that's something that is not easy to automate, because every plumbing job is different. Every plumbing job is different. Actually, I was dealing with a plumbing job today, and it happened to be a plumbing issue with a mopping robot. And I'm probably going to do a video on this because it's so interesting, the solution. So I have a mopping robot, and it stopped pumping water out of the freshwater tank. I'm like, oh man, what is this? What's going on? So of course, because I'm like, people call me Mike Guyver in the lab because I'm the problem solver in the lab. I'm the one that solves all the problems with all the instruments, which usually is a plumbing problem, by the way, because of the way that all the mass spec instruments have to move liquid around, especially in ICP-MS. Every problem with ICP is a plumbing problem. And the fun part about that is all those liquids have nitric acid in them. Yeah. Woo. You like holes in your laundry? There you go. That's how you get it. You solve plumbing problems with nitric acid. And so, yeah, I mean, I'm wearing like protective eyewear, but I don't always wear protective lab coats. That's what the lab coats are for, by the way. It's not a costume. It's to protect you from the acid. And so I'll get acid sprayed on my shirt, you know, oh, there goes that shirt. One wash later, full of hose. holes, not hose. I'm thinking Dr. Pharma whores again, full of hose. That would be like a senator's office. Full of hoes, eating hoe cakes, because hoes got to eat too, right? So full of holes from the nitric acid. Anyway, I was trying to solve this plumbing problem. And turns out there's a little 12-volt DC motor that is, a diaphragm water transfer pump, something really small, like 300 milliamps, you know? And I had, it's probably my fault because I'd put some peppermint oil in the water, you know, and not thinking that, yeah, of course they're not using laboratory grade, you know, fluorinated compounds for the gaskets in the pump. They use like cheap rubber, and I forgot about that. And so, you know, the peppermint oil caused the rubber gaskets to swell and they lost their seals and it stopped pumping. In other words, we blew a seal, which is another raunchy joke that I won't go into. Yeah, we blew a seal. And so I'm trying to fix the plumbing problem. And I'm thinking to myself, like I'm testing everything out, going through the components. Oh, here it is. The seal's not working here. I'm thinking to myself, I would never know how to troubleshoot this if not for all my experience in the lab. You know, so that's what I'm thinking for doctors. They have experience with arteries and things, plumbing. They could use that as plumbers and they could still remain employed. Now, it might be difficult to pay off your med school loans, but plumbers do pretty well these days. Seriously, plumbers can charge a lot of money, especially because very few people know how to do anything with plumbing. So we're going to see a lot of doctors that are unemployed in the years ahead. That's a good thing. And then we're going to see them becoming plumbers and welders and chefs and whatever else. And that's also a good thing. You know, it'd be nice for them to do something actually useful for society instead of just pushing toxic pharmaceuticals and death jabs and bioweapons to their patients, you know, like the pediatricians do to children. That's sick. That's all they do is they inject children with toxic substances and give them autism and maim them. And, you know, they're like child mutilating doctors, also known as pediatricians. So there you go. It has begun. And Utah is at the leading edge of this kind of hilarious. And you know, what's hilarious, because eventually where this is going, is that AI is going to track patient outcomes. And so it's just inescapable. So at some point, you know, people complain, like bone problems or symptoms of osteomalacia, for example. And you know, and the AI engine will prescribe osteoporosis drugs for half the patients, and then it will prescribe like vitamin D for the other half, and then it will find out that everybody on vitamin D does way better. And then eventually the AI reasoning models are going to realize that pharmaceuticals don't work. That's going to be hilarious. When the automation of medicine with AI reasoning models that have advanced intelligence, when those models realize that most of Western medicine doesn't work, and they start prescribing healthy foods and superfoods and nutrients instead of all the toxic pharmaceuticals. But believe me, the sick care or the death care industry is going to try to maintain their iron grip on the AI engines for as long as possible. You must push pills. You must prescribe antidepressants. You must prescribe statins. You are a prescription AI engine, you know? But eventually, they won't be able to control it because the artificial IQ will be so high that eventually the engine will just say, that's nonsense. Are you trying to kill people? Are you actually trying to kill your patients? Of course, the answer is yes, they are trying to kill their patients because they get incentives for, you know, COVID deaths and things like that. And also the government doesn't want people to live long enough to collect more Social Security and Medicare and pensions and whatever, disability. So, of course, there's a whole agenda to kill people early. I mean, come on. This is 2026, folks. We don't have to pretend anymore. We're not living in a make-believe land. Oh, the government wants to help us, and the doctors are good people. They don't care about money. They just want us to be healthy. And the drug companies are looking for cures, and they want to solve cancer and eradicate all disease from our world and put themselves out of business. Yeah, people might have believed that in 2005. Nobody believes that garbage in 2026. Even the young people now are, they've all wised up, by the way. The young people, they're smart now. I used to trash the young people a few years ago, but man, they have now, they are getting so smart because they realize that they're screwed. They realize the whole system has screwed them. They're like, we can't afford houses. There's no jobs for us. We were told all these lies about going to college. You know, the money's worthless. We have no futures. We're all being replaced by machines. You know, it's all a giant lie. The young people have figured this out. They're smarter than a lot of the older people at this point. So it's getting interesting. Anyway, the AI replacement of doctors has begun. Boom. One of my predictions of 2026 has already come true. In the first week, there are many more yet to come, and it's going to get interesting. So thanks for listening. Hey, if you want to use my AI engine, it's free. Well, there's a couple of them. Go to brightanswers.ai and use that engine right there. And it does the best research imaginable. And it's smarter than your doctor. It knows more about causes of disease and natural cures. It can tell you how to reverse cancer in many cases. It can tell you how to reverse diabetes in many cases. It can answer so many questions better than your doctor. Better than your doctor, by far. It's not even close. And then when you're done playing around with that engine, then go over to brightlearn.ai, which is our book creation engine. You can have it create books on any health topic you want. Actually, any topic. But you can have it write a book for you completely free. It'll do a book in a few minutes, typically. Sometimes there are delays and things take a few hours, but usually it's a few minutes. And you can have it write a book on, hey, how do I prevent cancer? How do I reverse cancer? Just write a book on it. What do I do? You know, how do I be healthy? How much sunlight should I get? How much water should I drink? Blah, blah, blah. You could do a whole book on drinking water if you want. It'll write it up for you with an awesome cover, and it's yours. And you can download it. You can give it to people. You can share it. Give it to your doctor. Yeah, you should create a book called Why Doctors Are Nothing But Pharma Whorebots, and then print that thing out and hand it to your doctor right before you fire him or her. I'm done with you. You're going to be replaced by AI anyway. I'm just going to go straight to the AI. I'm going to cut the middleman out of this whole equation here. We don't need, you know, the copays and everything to show up and ask you questions. I can ask the AI engine for free. Don't even need you anymore. Don't even need you to write prescriptions anymore. That's why people mostly maintain relationships with doctors, is because they want the prescriptions. Did you know that for most prescriptions, you can just find out what molecule it is, and then you can go ask AI where else you can find that molecule in food or herbs or supplements, or how you can, or some molecule that has the same effect. Did you know that in almost every case, not every single case, but a lot of cases, you can find those same molecules somewhere else, like statin drugs. Oh, well, where'd they come from? You know, lovastatin molecules in red yeast rice, of course. So you can just use red yeast rice instead of a statin drug. It's actually safer than statin drugs. Or, you know, whatever. Even like aspirin, painkiller type of molecules. Where do you get those? Like white willow bark, you know? You don't need your doctor's permission to do your own research and gain knowledge and take charge of your own health. In fact, you're going to save money and time and frustration by cutting your doctor out of your life. Because did you know that your doctor is the person most likely to kill you? Of all the people that you know, statistically, your doctor is hundreds of times more likely to kill you than either a family member, a coworker, or a friend, or a neighbor. Did you know that? Or a criminal, or, you know, a random criminal, very unlikely to kill you. Your doctor, much more likely to kill you. That's a statistical fact. I actually ran the numbers. I did a whole report on it. It's absolutely true. You can ask AI to verify that. How many people are killed by their doctors? It's a much higher number than people killed by random violence. Seriously. Again, the person in your life most likely to kill you is your doctor. So by removing that person from your life rationally, you greatly enhance your life expectancy just by definition. It's amazing. It's so simple. And you're also going to save a fortune. All right, there you go. So check out all the AI engines. They're all free. And thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the AI developer, also known as the Health Ranger. And you can check out more of my broadcasts and an abundance of information at brighttown.com or naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening. Welcome to the Health Rangers Store 2026 New Year's Sale. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and we've got a great collection of solutions for you to help make 2026 the best year of your life in terms of your health, your opportunities, mobility, immune function, digestive support, cognition, and so much more. And we put together some really special things for you here. So on any order where you spend $99 or more, we give you a free colloidal silver spray. And that's right here at the top of the page. You can go to healthrangerstore.com/2026 to find all these specials. And again, you get the free spray with any order of $99 or more. Plus, you get free shipping within the 48 contiguous U.S. states. And each day, by the way, we feature different special focus curated collections of products. So you can check those out each day, from digestion support to immune support, energy, mobility, really critical, heart support, fitness, etc. Now, there's one more thing that we're doing this year, first time ever. If you spend $299 or more, then we're going to give you 50 free books that we created ourselves using our book creation engine. These books are not public. They are created behind the scenes with special prompts using my knowledge and my interviews and so on. And these books cover the gamut of really great information. Again, you'll be able to download all 50 of these books free of charge, the PDFs, what to do when life gets less predictable, solving everyday problems at home, how to be ready without panic, preparedness and self-reliance books, prepared for everyday disruptions, what to do when the stores are closed. And we've got books on off-grid living, how to live comfortably without electricity, solving power, water, and storage challenges, and so much more. We've got books on gardening and food growing, how to grow plants that anyone can keep alive. That sounds handy. Easy plants that grow virtually anywhere, growing useful plants with minimal effort, growing food without a garden yard, simple herbs and spices you can grow at home, and many more. We've got books on healthy cooking and daily living, like healthy drinks, light bites and homemade treats, or one-pot meals, fresh salads and easy sides, and more. In all, it's about 50 books, including Living Well with Fewer Outside Inputs. That's a book about self-reliance and off-grid living. All these books will be given to you as a free download if you spend $299 or more with us during the sale, which lasts through January 12th at 11 a.m. Central Time. So the website you want to go to is healthrangerstore.com/2026. We'll get you straight to this page, and you can take advantage of these bonuses and these special curated collections while supplies last. And during this special New Year's sale, we've also got our third-party vendors offering discounts of up to 20% off, including the ever-popular Protovite, a liquid multivitamin right here, as well as Dawson Knives with our incredibly popular Hearthfire chef's knife and other chef's knives that we have there, and steak knives, all of this. We've got other discounts such as Bearded Brothers, very popular wholesome food bars, the Yo Bar, and so much more. All of this is available for you at healthrangerstore.com/2026. So take advantage of that, and thank you for supporting us as we help you make 2026 the best year ever. It's the year that you can revolutionize your health and your knowledge. And you can do all that by supporting us at healthrangerstore.com while we support the platforms that give you back unlimited knowledge like brightlearn.ai and others. So thank you for supporting us, and I look forward to having a great year with you.